Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
Not exactly. Little.
And I'm like, he's in the hurricane zone. Maybe he doesn't have electricity.
He's long past the hurricane, though.
Maybe he's ass up in a bar somewhere.
And that's more likely.
I think he was rushing out because he was going to the Hora Hotel this weekend.
He doesn't rush anywhere. He's 98 and years old.
So he didn't double check his audio feed and just didn't quite happen the way it's supposed to.
It's very sad when dementia sets in with the old ones.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald.
I have got restless arm syndrome.
Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
I think we need to take a break.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He doesn't rush anywhere. He's 98 years old.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2812. On the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 6th of November 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's, say it with me,
a little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day and Big Fatty, what that, well, maybe, who knows? Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, it's election day. It is election day in the U.S. of A. And y'all, if you have not participated in the early voting or absentee voting, as of now, get your ass up, get off your ass, and go to your local polling place with your voter registration card and your ID and get out there and do your American responsibility as a good citizen. Yes, Big Fatty! Well, he better. He better, or he'll get his ass chewed. Big Fatty on the special chat. No, no, not that way. Big Fatty, well, okay. Let's see. Since I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I watched some stuff on the TV machine. Y'all, I caught up on a million little things. And y'all, I've mentioned this show to you. It's just well done. It's well done. I don't think it's quite as good as The Good Doctor, but it's close. And I caught up. I had a couple of episodes on the TV machine, so I caught up on those. And y'all, I went to bed on Sunday night. Y'all, by the way, it got to rainy here late Sunday afternoon, and y'all by 5 o'clock, because the street lights were on and everything, and y'all, by 5:30 p.m. in the evening, y'all, it might as well have been midnight. Yes, Big Fatty, you know the old gal, she loved it. She and I both loved it, and Anyway, y'all, I did not do my evening nipple walk because of the inclement weather. Yes, Big Fatty. And I just watched the TV machine and went to bed. A decent hour, and y'all woke up 6:45 a.m. in the morning, which is about right, because I was waking up a little bit before 8 o'clock before the time changed. So, y'all, I just rolled my fat ass back over, yes, Big Fatty, and went right back to sleep. And y'all, by the way, I have some breaking news.
This just into the BFO tonnage desk. Y'all, despite having been over in Hatlanta for a week, it looks like I'm going to be very close to my goal for my reunion.
Y'all, it's true. You know, I wanted to be in the 140s, and y'all, Monday morning, after dropping a healthy coil, y'all, 151. So, y'all, I'm very close. I don't know that I'll quite get in the 140s, but I'm given the circumstances, I'm pleased at where I am as I get ready to go into my reunion on Thursday evening. So, y'all, I might just mention that on Sunday night, was with that old Cricket Hat and Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. And, y'all, we did the Survivors Ready little show. Survivor Savant Evan Ayers could not join us, but we had a list of questions for him, so hopefully he listened and wrote down the questions. There was some very good questions. Y'all, a lot of sexual innuendo. And y'all, if you want to listen, it's at SurvivorsReadyPodcast.com. And you can go over there and take a listen to that. Yes, Big Fatty. Anyway, got up Monday morning and had my coffee and my brofkas and read the newspaper and all and watched the morning news. And, y'all, then I decided, well, I'm going to, y'all, and it's gotten warm again. We were expecting rain during the day. And, y'all, it's the humidity is up, but it's not suffocating. But it was in the 70s, a 20-degree change from Sunday morning. Y'all, I went from my nipple walk, went back up to the circle. Y'all, I'm happy. I am happy to announce that they have started putting up the crema decorations. I was wondering when they would start, and I had kind of thought to myself that they would be putting up. Y'all, they have these giant snowflakes that they put on the utility poles, and, you know, then the big circle, they decorate the bushes and put out all these cutouts and things like that. Well, y'all, they've started decorating the bushes, and the snowflakes are up. They were going up this morning, and about halfway through my nipple walk, y'all, it started to rain. And, y'all, I was like a wet dog. Just a wet dog, Fanny. What else is new? So I kind of hung out, and it wasn't a heavy rain, but it was enough I wasn't soaked to the bone. Fanny, that sounds vulgar. But I was moist. Yes, Big Fanny. Tara loves to hear you say moist. But y'all, I was able to finish my nipple walk without getting lost, and got back here to the villa and had my shower. Y'all, the shower was just wonderful. Just wonderful. And y'all, we've been having some discussions about the leather weather weekend over at the y'all, that's going to be January 17th through the 21st. And, y'all, there's some interesting new developments for leather weather weekend. But Boston Josh, I hope you're considering coming back. Yes, Big Fatty. And others. Hope that there are others that'll be able to join us this year. Big Fatty, that would be lovely. and I know DJ Ron will probably be there. He enjoyed himself last year. Y'all, it's we'll have more details about that once that they are firmed up. Big Fatty, you're sounding vulgar again. It's true. Then after that, y'all, I hadn't done a damn thing. I've laid down on in the love chamber. Y'all, by the way, one of my semi-regular gentleman callers, he out of the blue just said, "Hey, it's been a while since we got together." And y'all, so I sent him a message on Sunday night saying, "I wish you were over here enjoying the special chai." And y'all, he's out of town till will be back in town hump day. Yes, Big Fanny, maybe you'll do some humping. That would be lovely. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Freddy.
Big Freddy, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Freddy?
Why do you call yourself Big Freddy, Big Freddy?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Freddy.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty, and y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us via the e-letters, and y'all, is from that Princess Hannah, and she says, cue the music, Big Fatty, it's already playing. Okay, it says, Big Fatty, according to a recent opening with Christina, am I not a true Pride 48er? Because I've never seen or touched your balls. I mean, I've been with Pride 48 since its inception, so there's that. Love, Hannah. Well, first of all, Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the Axe Big Fatty question. And you're absolutely a true Pride 48er. It's just you've not been to an in-person. And I think that was the point that Christina was making, that you can't experience a bountiful nutsack, unless you're in person. And I think that's the point that she was making. It may not have been stated quite properly, but hopefully Princess Hannah, you'll be able to make it to a live Pride 48 event. Big Fatty, when is the next one? Well, we haven't had a suits meeting yet. Old Cricket Hat's gonna be getting on that real soon, though. Big Fatty, you wanna bet? So it's Christmas. Now, y'all, my number one straight boyfriend from down there in the future, Straight Bob, as he does every year, he has sent me, he sent me an e-letter, and he says, you need to pick a winner, a first three, and a first four. Y'all, that was it. And I said, well, where do I find the list to pick from? Y'all, this is the Melbourne Cup. And y'all, he always places a bet for Big Fatty in the Melbourne Cup. He wrote back and said, wow, I was really pissed drunk. Yes, Big Fatty, a Straight Bob needs to come to the horror. I mean, to the... He needs to come to Leather Weather. It would be lovely. Y'all, he sent me the list. And y'all, I'm putting it out there right now. I said that for the winner, y'all, I chose just different... ones for anything, for things. Y'all, in fact, maybe I'll just read you the list. Maybe I'll read you the list of the different horses that are competing. And y'all, there are 24 horses. There's Avray, there's Vingar Mask, there's Nakita, there's Chestnut Coat, there's Red Cardinal, there's Best Solution, Ventura Storm, Big Fanny, wasn't that the old gal's stripper name when she lived in Ventura? That she ever lived in Ventura, but she may have performed in Ventura. Yes, Big Fatty, I think you're right. She's always been in the San Fernando Valley. All right, anyway, we've got Young Star, the Cliffsophoma, Marmello, Big Fatty, that sounds delicious. Avilius, Runaway, Montaha, Sir Charles Road, Finch, Soundcheck, Magic Circle, Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. Who Shot the Barman, Cross Counter, A Prince of Iran, Rastapovich, Ace High, Yucatan, and Zakeda. And y'all, I have chosen for to pick the winner. To pick the winner, I chose Red Cardinal. Because y'all, my mother loves a Red Cardinal, and I just figured that that would be good luck for the first three wager. I selected Magic Circle, Chestnut Coat, and Who Shot the Bomb, and I would have guessed that one for you. And then on the first four, I chose Best Solution, Muntaha, Rastapovich, and Runaway. Big Fatty, you just wanted to say Rastapovich. It's true. Didn't he do a quiz program or a talk show? Yes, Maury Rastapovich. Big Fatty, you silly. So the Melbourne Cup is a big deal down there in the future, and he says, I'll get these in when the betting opens. Good luck. Straight Bob, thank you so much for thanking the Big Fatty about that, and it's just lovely. And speaking of Straight Bob, y'all, he didn't send in an Axe Big Fatty question, y'all. He sent in an Axe Larry H. Vader question. He says, Dear Larry Vader, could you please tell me where this magical pub in North Kakalaki is where they fill up your car with free beer? And also, before I make an ass of myself, could you please explain in detail what is involved in getting to know, quote-unquote, a beer distributor? Thank you for calling. Being Fatty, I think it probably involves some bobo honking. Well, it could. It could, but anyway, Veda, Straight Bob is inquiring about your procurement of frothy, sudsy beverages. Big Fatty, so maybe you could call in sometime and answer Straight Bob's question for him. Yo, by the way, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, was thrilled to hear about Granny's new toupee and was delighted. Oh, dear Gussie, and was delighted to hear that it was $27.99. Y'all, that's $27.99, not $2,799. Big Fatty, either way, it's questionable. I guess so. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely election day in the U.S. of A. And y'all, please do your civic duty and get out and vote for the candidates and initiatives of your choice. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Blime Time. And Mr. Cackle, what are your plans for election day?
He doesn't rush anywhere. He's 98 years old.
Oh, no, I've already pre-voted. But you're right, I wasn't rushing through all all that rain.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.